You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Another beautiful Southern California day. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday. I'm excited about our show. It's going to be quite awesome, I think. You're really going to love it. Shout out, first of all, to our sponsors. Dr. Jess, thank you so much for your support. Michael Solberg Family Wines and Leah Solberg there, thank you so much for your continued support. Next Level Global Solutions, Shane Hyman, thank you for your support of the channel. And everybody who comes together, West Coast Olive Oil, thank you so much, Kevin, there. You know, thank you for showing up. This is our fifth year on the air here with LA Talk. Sam stuck with me for 5 years. I don't know how he did it. We will start coming back into the studio soon, so that's going to be fun. So stick around for that. Without further ado, I want to introduce my first guest, Dr. Kyrie Mosley, but she prefers to be called Dr. Kyrie. Hello. Dr. Kyrie, how's it going?
How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, and thank you for taking time on your Sunday. I know you've had a busy week, a busy media week. Why don't you introduce yourself? Sam, let's go full screen. Tell us who you are and what's going on with the brand.
Well, hello. I am Dr. Kyrie Mosley, and I am the founder of Kyrie's Cookies. Kyrie's Cookies is headquartered in Dallas, Georgia.
So give us the background here, Dr. Kyrie. First of all, you're a doctor. You're making cookies. Let's get into it. Let's. We want the backstory. We like the startup story here at the startup. But
yes, well, I'll tell you more. In 2009, I had gone through a divorce, and so my son and I asked him if he would like to bake cookies for the troops. So that's how we got started. My son was then 9, and he was like, "Sure, Mom." I explained to him the sacrifices they were making. And so we began to ship cookies over to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
That is how we got started. And so for 12 years, we simply gave to all of the service providers, any doctors, nurses, teachers, firefighters. And so that went on for 12 years of giving.
Wow.
And then in 2019, I was diagnosed with a rare stage 4 cancer. It's called a Ewing sarcoma. And this particular sarcoma was housed in my right pelvic wall and in my lungs. And so I was told I probably wouldn't make it through, but I'm here right now and just extremely grateful. And that's really how we got our beginning, because once I went into remission, I decided that I would do my cookies full time. And so I stepped away from medicine, and I've been doing cookies since 2021 as a business. And so many amazing things have happened in such a short window.
I'm blown away, Dr. Kyrie, because, okay, in this couple minutes that you've been speaking about your background story, your startup story, I heard divorce, I heard war, I heard cancer, I heard, you know, taking care of a son, I heard starting up in a pandemic full time. Like, you're leaning into the toughest things in life all at one time. What the hell did you do to stay sane? How did you handle all of this?
Honestly, so cookies is just something I really love doing. I love baking and encouraging people. And so I felt like the only way I could really just show my gratitude is to continue doing that and to focus my energy on that. And so I didn't want to be double-minded, be working in healthcare and also doing the cookies on the side. So I decided I need to just focus all of my energy there. And our first 6 months, it's been pretty awesome, because our first 6 months, we got our first Marriott contract. And so I sent the C-suite cookies and we got our first hotel. And then 6 months after that, we acquired the Hyatt.
Wow.
And so it's been a blast working with Hyatt, because Hyatt really focuses on bringing in minority vendors of excellence. And so I was very, very fortunate to get the opportunity, and we've grown from one hotel of Hyatt to 40. And so with that, it's been a lot of work, a lot of exciting times, just a lot of growth. We moved from a commercial kitchen that we were renting in Atlanta to building our own kitchen. And so now we have the Cookie Cafe in Dallas, Georgia. And I love my community.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You're pinging on all these juicy things for me, like as an entrepreneur. I mean, you really didn't start up very long before scaling. And might I add, you, when you do things, it seems like you do it in a big way. I mean, you're in the top, you know, the top 2, 3, 4, 5 hotel chains. I know this because I just did a report on hotels for my MBA's class. And you're really, I'm blown away. Now I need to know what's in the cookies. You're great, but...
The cookies are organic. And so when I was raising my children, I suffered with fibroids. And, you know, I knew that white flour and white sugar really were not good for them. And so I would always mill my own grains, make my own flour, and then bake. And so I decided that in order for me to come to the public with it, I had to follow my same recipes. And even the soldiers would always tell me, like, when are you going to bring the cookies to the world? When are you going to let them try it? And I would always say never.
This is an exclusive, soldiers.
It just really felt like impossible to do a great job, you know, in healthcare and have cookies. Like, I just know that you'll lose focus and something will suffer. Yeah. And so I'm glad that I finally did do it. And my friends would always say, like, how do you get Marriott? How do you get hired? And I think, you know, being in the C-suite in healthcare, you just learn.
People are people.
And so I just reached out to the people who I felt would make the decisions, and it worked out.
This is so inspiring. It just, I'm so grateful. You guys, you startuppers, like, we got to come up with a cute name for the startup family here, but folks that are starting anything up or thinking about it or doing something that you love, take note of what Dr. Kyrie is saying here, because she's giving you gold. I mean, it takes people years, maybe sometimes a lifetime and a career to get these opportunities and these ideas and inspiration. But I really love in your moment of transition with your marriage and, and moving away from that, you leaned into something to help others, right? Because it's really easy to fall down
To get into yourself, right? When I say made a deliberate effort to get out of myself, I was like, I don't want to focus on what I'm feeling right now. And one of the things I shared with my son was like, I bet the soldiers feel abandoned. I feel abandoned, right?
Right.
I bet they feel abandoned too. They're out there and we're living our life. So let's send them something to encourage them. And so that's how it went. And
that's great. I can
relate to that feeling at the time.
That's really great. I want to go a little bit deeper though, because we have some time with Dr. Kyrie today. I mean, listen, if it's something to that. I don't know if you listened to Abraham Hicks, but I made a transition with myself in the last few years, pre-pandemic, with leaning into that. But it's kind of something you already know, but you activated something that now puts you on a higher vibration. And I think all the manifestations for your business and everything.
I believe it. You know, it's funny. We were just talking. I have a group of women we call Bosses Sip Tea Society. And so we got together today and had brunch at the cafe. And we were talking about the recent interview with Forbes. And I said, guys, I prayed specifically for Forbes. I didn't just pray to, you know, get some kind of coverage, but I wanted it specifically with Forbes because I respect them, you know. And so I think for me, I'm very, very clear. I don't always have the resources to do what I need to do, but I move as though I do. And so sometimes people are very confused because they're like, how are you doing this? I said, I have to move forward. I have to move as though it is, because I believe wholeheartedly that it's going to be. And so because of that, I do move differently than the people around me.
This is great, because it's clicking for me in a way where you have to, it's a vibration that you're moving, right? Like, even with the pandemic, I don't know how much you know about this, but all my listeners know, because I tell them every time we're on, but, you know, I did 3 films in 3 years, you know, 20 cities in 2020 when we were locked down, and then 41 countries in 18 months around the world. So while, you know, it was already impossible to travel, I pushed, and people are like, I remember someone I know in Jamaica that I met, one of the entrepreneurs there. He's like, Monique, how are you doing this? And I just said, I'm leveraging. I'm leveraging something. Everybody wants to get out of their house. Everybody's stuck in the house. And I did the risk reward. I have no kids. So, hey, you know, of course I want to be around, but if I'm not, I'm not, you know, so
I experience.
And I let the vision pull me forward. I did not know how I was going to do it, Dr. Kyrie. I didn't have the cash to do it, but I knew I was going to do it. It's crazy, right?
So when I tell you, I understand on a whole different level.
Yeah.
Because people, I mean, honestly, you know, you want to have people that believe in your vision and, you know, get behind you. And that doesn't always happen. But and you have to be able to move forward in spite of. And so it's only at this point where things have manifested, right? Where they're like, whoa, I said, I told you, you know, I know, you know, that I don't have it, but I made a decision to walk away from medicine. And I was doing very, very well for myself, you know, and in all honesty, I have not been able to have an income since I stepped away. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm just believing that it's going to happen. You know, I'm like, it's going to happen and it's going to be okay. And so I continue to just push forward and press forward. We have so many opportunities before us, things that have unfolded in the last year, just in the last year alone. We're Oprah's favorite cookie.
What?
Come on.
Come on now, guys. Okay, now you know when she puts her name stamp, you better get ready. For the infrastructure in the back office better be ready because you are going to get flooded.
And we were preparing for, we call it National Strategic Partners with Hyatt. And so we went from just selling our cookies in their luxury brand, but to offering our dough to them. So they could bake for the banquets and all of those things.
Smart.
And so that's really what we were planning for. And then out of nowhere, literally, I got a strong feeling in my gut. I was like, okay, I was about to go for my scans. It was 2 days away from my scans that I get on a quarterly basis. Mm-hmm. And was like, send cookies to Oprah. I was like, I'll send them when I get back. You know, once I find out how things are going, you know, I'll send them. But no, it's like, send them now.
You have to listen to that right voice.
Which is like right now.
Right this minute. Right. Do now. It now.
And so I did. I packed 2 boxes up.
Yes.
I prayed over those boxes and I shipped them out. And then sure enough, I was coming out of my scans out of Emory Hospital in Midtown Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I get a call. And this woman says, hello, may I speak with Dr. Kyrie? And I was like, this is she. And she's like, well, this is Ray Ann from Oprah Daily. I'm like,
I got chills just now, and it's not even cold outside. I got chills. That is the best.
Yeah, she was like, you just blindly sent these cookies to us? And I said, man, and I started apologizing because I was like, I don't know if I did something wrong. I don't know what the process is. I just wanted to give Miss Winfrey my cookies.
Wow.
And so she says, it's just amazing to me that you chose this time because Miss Winfrey's in the office today. So she's like, she's here specifically because we're doing tastings. So
that's why you have to take massive bold action when you hear that voice.
I said, it's blind faith. I said, this was definitely blind faith. I knew, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I knew that Oprah Daily was in New York. So I went on Google and started trying to find an address. And it just, you know, was my time for that particular thing. So
massive bold action right there in the making. And every time, doesn't it give you more confidence?
It does.
Once you've done it and you've seen the result, you can trust that intuition more.
But Monique, honestly, I feel even though at every turn, I feel like I know it's worked out. I mean, I can give you so many different stories of what transpired. And it still does not remove that angst.
Anxiety. I know.
Reality, right? So
yeah.
I'm blessed. I have an amazing team.
Yeah.
I have 10 employees right now. Over the holiday season, we had 24 employees.
Great.
And and so it's all about, I just want to take care of them, right? So I'm constantly just trying to make sure we have enough business to take care of them. And so I think that desire to make sure everyone's good, that keeps that, you know, that uneasy feeling. I never get comfortable. And I don't know. I wish that I was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, I did this and this happened. And as much as it happens, and as, I mean, honestly, the doors that have opened, we are so blessed. We just partnered with Hudson Group, which is over the airport.
Oh,
and so
about to be out of here. Dr. Kyrie is not going to be able to.
And so, you know, things like that was on my little vision board was Atlanta Airport. Not only did I wanted my own store in Atlanta Airport so people could smell the cookies. You know, that's what I wanted. And for them to contact me. So it's just been a situation where I didn't even get a chance to contact them. They contacted me. And so I'm like, I feel like even though to some people, even in my family, you know, I know for myself, I really want to have my family behind me and supporting me and we get through this together. But that's not the case, right? I've been so fortunate. I have my son.
Yes.
And my daughter, she can't. She's a chef as well, but she has very severe nut allergies. So she can't be in our kitchen.
Those are no joke. You don't want to mess with that. Joke.
And I never would ask her to compromise in that area. But my nephews, two of my nephews, they have moved far away just to come help me. And so, but you want, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I think I just want my mom and my dad. And, you know, I just, but I have found God sends other people. He sends other people who will, you know, the universe just smiles upon you and they don't know you from a, they don't know you, but they believe in you. And I tell you, I really have had strangers that have literally sacrificed just to keep our doors open. And I'm so grateful for that.
Isn't that beautiful, right? You're hitting on a lot of things here that are important, guys. And as entrepreneurs and doing this forever, I mean, ever since I was a kid, I was an entrepreneur, selling yard sales, cookies, everything. But you really are hitting on important things that we as a community of entrepreneurs need to help each other here. Mm-hmm. It's true. Feeling that angst, having people that rely on you, not even just for yourself, foregoing a salary and paying everyone first and then you. There has to be a shift in it, right? And I have to remind myself, even in this moment, everything that I've done it from here first. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. Yep. And I manifested it. Mm-hmm. And I spoke it. And I just have to remember that, you know, everything is a stepping stone on your path. And right now, it seems like you have these huge stones that are coming. And I want you to really lean into and look at this on a bigger level, like a macro level, like an entrepreneur that could be doing something, having a cookie shop for 5 years would never see half of what you've done. And you've scaled in 6 months. You've had Oprah, Forbes, and Hudson Group.
Yeah. Good morning.
How long have you been open? How long have you been open?
We had a 1 year anniversary, New Year's Eve.
Okay. You guys, Dr. Kyrie will not be available to speak to us anymore because she's like on a boat somewhere in the south of France.
That's nice.
Okay. For Cannes Film Festival. No, I'm just loving your transparency. And yes, you know, about the family and the friends. I found that with friends and family, they know you, right? They know you and they know how they feel about you. And some of them still think you're five. Some of them still remember you when you're 18, right? Their impressions of you, they're stuck in time sometimes. And I think when you're consistently doing something, once the friends and the family come around, you know you're doing it because they're not going to put their money into you. Let's just be honest. They're just not.
That's just what it is. And it's a reality that I continue to face. I said, I must be a glutton for punishment. I'm like, hey, does anyone want to help me?
Hello, doing it all, winning by myself.
I was speaking to my dad. I was like, Dad,
please.
Things that have happened, even in just, let's say, if we go 3 years, we would go back to me being in remission, me selling cookies online, and then having the commercial kitchen, and then now having my own kitchen. So we could put all that together for 3 years.
Wow.
I'm like, Dad, what has happened in 3 years doesn't happen in most people's life, the entire life. And I'm like, I've gone from doctor to the cookie queen. That's what they call me, the cookie queen. So I've had two careers, two solid careers. You know, I work hard, but I've never moved forward believing that I was going to have a cookie shop. I always thought it would be a cookie empire. I said, you don't step away from being able to take care of yourself just because you want a cookie shop. So it's definitely always been bigger than where we're at right now.
Well, you know, you came from a healing place with the cookies, and it's a passion project that those I find those brands that you were like doing it just for fun or to take your mind off something, but you were passionate about. I find that they skyrocket quicker from just the conversations I've had. I've taken my own little poll here.
That many.
Because there's no. Yeah, that many. But there's not a lot of pressure there because they like it. It's enjoyable. It's an enjoyable vibration, right? So now you're feeling the pressure. What do you see? Let's go a little bit more, if you can, go deeper in your medical life first. I want to shift a little. Talk to us about your doctor. What were your doctor of?
Well,
how did you fall into that?
My doctor was in psychology, and so I did counseling. But I was fortunate. I literally worked in the hospital. So I worked with patients who had infectious diseases like HIV and AIDS and just always assessing their mental state. And that was something I just absolutely enjoyed. And I also while doing that did compliance. And so my patient safety has just always been my thing, just making sure that as clinicians, we're doing what we're supposed to do to protect our patients. And that's what I did. That's what I did. Wow. 30 years.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, I can't believe you're doing that for 30 years. I mean, I need the moisturizer too. You're the cookie queen, but I need some skincare over here, Dr. Kyrie. Put the sister up. This is so great. Okay, so you help people keep their head right. And, mm-hmm. and what's interesting about that too is that you sent the cookies to the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then let's shift a little bit, and then the pandemic happened, right? But you're also counseling yourself and your son through divorce and cancer. I mean, these are heavy hitting things. How did you shift? Now the world's locked down.
The world's locked down. And honestly, I'm in the fight for my life.
And you're in the fight for your life. So
that's where the focus was. That's where all my energy was, just on surrounding myself with positive energy and affirmations and just believing that I was going to get through it, regardless of what the paperwork said. So
you have to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, they really did not want to continue to treat, you know, so we were very fortunate that our doctor stood in the gap for us and fought for us to be able to get our treatments while everything was shut down. So fortunate.
Do you mind expanding a little bit on that? Because, you know, I did 3 films on this and I really love to hear more stories about what happened.
So my treatment regimen itself was very different because of how extensive and how aggressive the cancer was. Mm-hmm. They would admit me into the hospital for 7 days. And they would infuse me the entire time. So it was about 120 hours of infusion. And the pandemic was growing and growing. And so they were concerned about, one, having us in the hospital and having us be subjected to what was coming into the hospital with people coming in with COVID. And so they started to say, oh, we can't come into the hospital. Everything's on lockdown. And our doctor, his name is Dr. William Reed, amazing clinician. He said, no, my patients need their treatment. And so he made sure we didn't have any gaps in our care. And I just forever grateful to him.
Wow. Yeah. That is really inspiring. And we thank that doctor for leaning in. Sometimes, you know, you really just have to push against this system. I mean, speaking with people all around the world, you know, we definitely can benefit from learning from other countries in the healthcare space here in America. I'm just going to put it like that.
That's simple.
All I'm going to put it like, and you know firsthand. Mm-hmm. We've got some engines down here at the beach, guys. Speaking with Dr. Kyrie Mosley. Dr. Kyrie, let's pause right here and give us some of your social media handles.
Yes.
Where can people order these cookies? Where can we see the cookies?
You can order the cookies at kyriescookies.com. That's KYRIKOOKIES.com. Our handles on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook are all at Kyrie's Cookies. KYRISKOOKIES.
And they're all natural.
They're all natural. They're all organic. There's no white flour. There's no white sugar. I mean, they're amazing. And I'm not saying that because I'm the creator.
I'm still looking around here for my box. I don't know where my box of cookies were. Are they under the tree? What's
that? I promise you they're coming.
Laguna Beach. Let's get these cookies out here, Doctor. Yes. I'm excited. What is your favorite flavor? Like, okay, walk us through the flavors. What do you have?
Okay, so we have our classics of chocolate chunk and oatmeal cran raisin. So those are our classics. They always just do well. We have our own macadamia cookie, which is called the Zebra Macadamia. And that is, it's because white chocolate isn't chocolate, we actually use cocoa butter and dark chocolate. So we call it the Zebra.
That's smart from Africa.
Two of my favorites. One is the Brooklyn, and the Brooklyn is where I'm from. And so we have a black cocoa.
Okay.
It has a little note of espresso and peanut butter. So it is awesome. And then I currently live in Georgia, so I have the Georgia pecan turtle.
Woo-hoo, they like that, guys. It's a noisy day here at the beach in Laguna. They like to rev up their engines and coming out, get some fresh air with Dr. Kyrie here. Dr. Kyrie, okay, so you've got wait, what do you have about the peach? You don't have a peach flavor?
Oh, no.
That would be weird, right? What do you have?
I have the Georgia pecan turtle.
Okay. That sounds pretty tasty.
It really is. It's a favorite. And we also have a plant-based line.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we have also gluten-free options. So we try to make sure everybody feels taken care of and not have to be deprived.
Nobody has, like, there's no partially hydrogenated. I learned that word.
Not a long time ago.
Partially hydrogenated. An nothing like that. That
grass-fed butter and all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Grass-fed butter. I've never heard of that. What is, I mean, I know what it is because you just told me, but go into that.
Basically, just making sure that there's no impurities, that they're not eating anything but fresh grass to keep everything natural in this.
Grass-fed. Okay, got it. I thought you said, okay, I heard something else. Oh, Dr. Kyrie. Okay, so what inspires, obviously, location, the Brooklyn, the peach, mm-hmm. but what inspires the next recipe cookies? Do you get it? Like, do you get a vision in your sleep?
Mm-hmm. Or I have my next one. I already have it. It's called Sun-Kissed Snickerdoodle. And so it's Sun-Kissed because Snickerdoodle is normally like white flour and then white sugar. So because we don't use white flour, or white sugar, it has like a little tan looking like it's been sitting in the sun. So it looks
sun-kissed. I love that.
That's our new one. And it, and that one is really good for children.
They're excited again. What did
they
you
love
say?
The children always looking for a sugar cookie, you know, something different. And so I wanted to make sure to bring something that was simple but classic. And so we're going to have that one as our new cookie that will be launched shortly.
Okay. I'm kind of with the kids on this. I'm going to wait for the sugar cookie. And I like the oatmeal situation that you got going there. Is there going to be, I think we should have you come to some of the events we have out here and do like a celebrity cookie. Like you should be doing like an Emmy cookie or an Oscar cookie.
Well, what I will tell you, we were chosen twice for the Critics' Choice. We were there in LA 2 times for the Critics' Choice Awards. And then we also were, it was the Celebration of Black Cinema. We were there for that as well. So it's been fun, you know, on the Hollywood side, just being able to encourage the celebrities as well. It's been fun.
This is good. This is so great. So let's get into this Forbes article. That's one of, that needs to go on my vision board. That is one of my, yeah, that's the business right there. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was just 2 days ago.
Wow.
And it was really to close out April of National Cancer Awareness. And so they basically, the title was Dr. Kyrie Mosley had cancer, but now she's building a cookie empire. And so it was just really exciting to hear them share about my life and all that has been done thus far. But we're not done. You know, we're so far from where we're going. Really.
And you're not even done. You're just ramping up. I mean, if you're starting off with Marriott, Hyatt contracts in the first year and Oprah, imagine. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this, you guys. This is Dr. Kyrie Mosley, doctor, survivor of cancer, humanitarian, mother, and badass entrepreneur. You are, I'm just so can we see the wait? So where can we find the Forbes article? Just type in Dr. Kyrie Mosley and Forbes.
Oh, that's right. It's gonna pop right up. That's it.
Forbes. I'm gonna read that today. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now we're in Q2 of 2024. Mm-hmm. What is on the horizon for Q3 and 4 of this year for your cookies?
Well, we have just, I don't know, did I tell you that we partnered with the Hudson Group?
Yeah, by the way, yeah, you kind of mentioned that little piece of news after Oprah and Forbes.
We are so excited to be able to have our cookies in the Atlanta airport. We're scheduled for about 9 airports, but we're starting with Atlanta. We're starting with Atlanta, Birmingham, and New Orleans.
Great.
And the goal, of course, is to get into JFK in the future. Yes. But we will be on every concourse, we were told. So we're excited.
This is so huge.
There.
This is so huge. People don't really underestimate the value of airports, right? But it can be measured, I think, just like I took a scan of the Las Vegas airport and, you know, they have the machines there. Mm-hmm. And people win regularly at the airport because there's so much value and, mm-hmm. and you know, they're coming in and out. And so I saw someone hit. She's like, oh, this paid for my flight. I'm like, wow. You know, I saw someone hit $500 before we were boarding.
Wow.
And so you really have to understand how huge this Hudson deal is for Dr. Kyrie, everybody. I would like to see you do the cookies, you know, give them to the flight attendants and the pilots, right? Because they're going internationally. They're going city to city.
Desire, and I'll just, you know, desire to be in Delta and be able to be served at the airport, on the planes themselves. We've been very, very fortunate. I don't know. You must know Reserve PS. They are in LA as well, but they're here in Atlanta, and we are one of the snacks that they give out when their VIP guests get there. In fact, people have contacted me. I had your cookies in the PS Reserve. And so it's encouraging to have that honor, because it's not easy to get your product in there. They're always looking for the best. And so to be chosen was a big deal for us.
This must be the best cookie on the planet, and I need one now. And I'm not even a sweets person. I'm salty.
That's good, because people expect the cookies to be very sweet, and they're not. It's just not. It's very balanced. So you'll see. I'm going to send you some.
I'm so excited. Can you come June 2nd? We have to have you for the Cameron Boyce, the celebrity.
June 2nd doesn't work for me because it is actually the day after my birthday, and I was told I cannot travel for the whole week. So I don't
know. Happy birthday surprise coming up, it sounds like.
Thank you.
So how is your health doing now? You said you're in remission. What are some tips for people? What do you want to share?
Honestly, I think for the biggest thing is removing elements that cause you stress. That's something that I've really been prioritizing and getting the rest that you need, learning. I had to learn to say no. I am definitely someone who loves to say yes, loves to help.
Same.
And I've just had to choose me and know when I've done too much, be able to stop. So just, and I really want to, I have a, one of the things that's important to me at this time in my life is really helping people who are also in remission.
Right.
And so I really want to encourage those who have family members that are in remission to just ask them how they're doing. Don't people believe that remission is the end? And in all honesty, it is really the beginning.
Yes, yeah, don't you?
Our new life, our new, I couldn't walk when I was going through my battle. So I had to learn to walk again. Oh. And so I currently still deal with a lot of nerve damage on my right side and a lot of pain on a daily basis. But because you're in remission, people want, oh, you should be grateful. I am grateful. But it doesn't nullify that there are still the aftermath.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Your body just went through absolute chaotic chaos. Yeah. And why did you get it, Dr. Mosley? What do you believe it? Because it sounded like it was all coming down at one time.
Yeah. You said, how did I get it? Or
how do you feel in your spirit? Like, how do you feel? What happened? Do you think?
Right now, how I got it, or
just what's your thoughts on like how it all happened and came down?
This particular cancer is not one that they're able to pinpoint. Honestly, it's just something that transpires. It's not genetic. It's nothing that you would get from like being transferred down to your mom or from your mom.
Right.
But the thing that was really weird about it is that it's normally found in Caucasian children. It is not a disease that is found in adults normally. And so who knows, and that's one thing. The doctor tried to explain it like if you're making a Xerox copy over and over and you see how over time there's pieces that are missing from the Xerox from the original. And as our body constantly is just replicating. And it just was a mishap. It's nothing that they can pinpoint. In fact, at that time when I was diagnosed, I was my healthiest. I was strength training. I was vegan. I was so everything that I thought I was supposed to be doing at that time, it was probably like 8 years that I hadn't eaten any kind of meat. So he's like, no, honestly, the muscle is what he attributes to saving my life, because he said it had so much muscle to get through the chemo. It wasn't able to attack my organs as much as it would have had I not.
Wow.
So now I really try to make a deliberate effort to build back up my muscle, because it was basically destroyed during the battle. But
wow, that's really good information and insight. And strength training is very important. I definitely need. Oh my God, I lost so much muscle during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It just really didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I'm really encouraged to hear that that helped save you. And happy remission month. Happy
it is
cancer awareness, right?
April is literally, I just got my scans this month and everything was clean. So it is happy remission month for me.
Yes. I love that. Give us your handles one more time, Dr. Kyrie. Let's see where we can order some cookies.
So kyriescookies.com, KYRISKOOKIES.com. And all of my handles are at Kyrie's Cookies.
So I love it.
Follow us and support us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so what's your advice for entrepreneurs that are starting that haven't had, because you had a little hiccup there with your health and now you're doing great. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that you manifested that to come. Yes. You got that good karma from doing, the work with the soldiers. But what advice would you give entrepreneurs? Because now you're seeing amazing success, and you're going to keep doing that. But what would you give, what advice would you give someone that's starting up in the same, in the culinary space or any space? Mm-hmm. What tips would you give?
Well, recently I was at the Hyatt and I was asked that very same question. And I think for me, I feel like people need to trust their product, trust what it is that they sell, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to send it to the CEO of X, Y, and Z. You know, if you believe in it, do it. Don't think, oh, I'm too young, because I literally was only 6 months old. So I definitely was not, you know, old as a company. Trust your gut and find mentor and relationships. I'm definitely that person who loves to mentor new businesses to help them not make the same mistakes. People don't think you make mistakes, but I did. I feel like I still, and now, you know, even in growth, once you're scaling up, there's so many things that you have to be mindful of. And even as we, you know, look for investors and grow, you know, so just make sure that you're partnering with people who they, you find people who want to help you, make sure that they're on point with as far as your vision and what you want to see for your organization. I've personally had to say no, just because I just was, they weren't in alignment. And so as much as it would help us, I felt like I wouldn't be doing what I'm supposed to be doing versus just paying a bill, right? So focus on that all the time as the thing to drive your decisions.
That's great. Just lean into it and take that mass bold action. I really like that. You know, you and I had the same similar experience with the film. I did not know how I was going to do it. I did not see it. I mean, Dr. Kyrie, I would literally be in the airport and people were Venmoing me. And you know, one of my, you know, someone I was dating was just like, you can't, like, they don't get it. They don't get it. They're built different. Right. And that's okay. Yeah. But you just have to see it for yourself. Even when the person, guys, it's loud here at the beach, but we're with Dr. Kyrie and Mosley, Kyrie's Cookies. What colors, shifting here with your logo, and we'll let you go soon. But how did you get the logo inspiration and the colors, and where did you draw from for your logo and design?
So initially, so we had our palette of colors that we wanted to utilize. And I did have the orange and the blues in there initially, because of the Knicks. Like, I'm from New York, and the gentleman that I was working with, and he still is literally my right hand. He did my marketing, and I gave him the project without giving him direction. And so when he came back with my colors, I thought, we are meant to be together, because how would he know? He's all the way in California, you know, how would he know him? And so as we have transitioned, so with my healthcare compliance company, purple, white, and black have always been my colors. And so I transitioned back into purple recently. It represents royalty and wealth. And so when Oprah chose us, that was the color she chose this year, was purple. And so I said, this is crazy.
We made
the transition, and then she also transitioned, because if you see the years, colors are different each time. But this year she chose purple. And so we've just said, hey, let's go with it. Let's keep, you know, in that vein. And so that was, these are my colors.
I love that. I love that. Yes, I think that each brand kind of, I just kind of let it speak to me. And so I like that you went with your gut there. Some colors on some of the stuff I'm working on aren't my favorite colors, but for that brand, it works. Right? It just, you let the brand kind of speak to you.
Right.
This is great, guys. We're with Dr. Kyrie Mosley. I'm so glad you made time. Thank you for coming here. Will you come back?
I will come back. And I'm just excited about what's next on the horizon, right?
I can't wait.
Some really big projects that we have to take care of right now. But I know that that's just the beginning. I believe
it is. I have some stuff we'll talk offline that I want to get your cookies into. I think that'll, you know, but it sounds like, you know, I don't know if we're going to get a hold of you this time next year.
As you know me, Monique, you're going to get to know me. You're going to say, wow, she's the same. I tell them, I'm still Kyrie from the block. I grew up in the
block. Kyrie from the block. Well, now you can't be completely the same now. If you're rolling with royalty, you gotta shift a little.
My energy is consistent. And so I don't treat people any differently.
I know. I'm just messing with you. I love it. We're going to call have her come back on the Scale Up show. We're going to call it the Scale Up. Congratulations on all your success. You. Enjoy this Forbes moment. Enjoy this Oprah moment. And this LA Talk moment, too.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much. Plug your You're welcome. Plug your handles one more time for the listeners and viewers.
Kyries Cookies, KYRISKOOKIES.com. Come on. Come order now.
All right, what's going on.
Okay,
we're ready. We're going to get those cookies.
Thank you. See you soon,
okay, Kyrie? Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. All right, you guys, that was Kyrie Mosley. She is awesome. What an inspiration. I mean, her story from getting a divorce and, you know, being a single mom to shipping cookies to the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and to dealing with cancer. So, and then a pandemic, but she scaled her business. She's on a Forbes list. She got on Oprah's list. She's on LA Talk. She's doing big things with Hudson. She got a contract with Marriott and Hyatt, all within a 6-month period of time, I believe 6 to 1 year period of time. So anything is truly possible when you start up. Sam is our next guest in the wings. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I want to give a shout out to all the sponsors again. Thank you so much for your support. All right. Well, what will you start up today? We'll have to, Sam, we'll have to see if our guests will come back. Maybe they got caught up on a Sunday. Guys, be good to yourself. Be well. Be inspired. And what we start up today, we'll see you next Sunday.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.